Intuition is a deep concern within the massive worldwide community of Reiki practitioners. People trained in the hands-on energy healing called Reiki have interestingly placed themselves within one of two groups. One group adamantly states that intuition has no place in Reiki healing sessions, while the other group declares that it is impossible to stop intuitive awareness from happening while offering Reiki. I was completely pumped up and feeling excited, happy, and energized when I declared to a group of medical intuitive students, "Reiki will blast open any limiting blockages. Your closed gates will swing wide open, and you will enter into new realms of learning and new levels of wisdom. Your intuition will pop open. You will walk with one foot in the physical and one foot in the non-physical. Reiki blasts open your natural intuitive skills." A firm, deep female voice from the back row had her own announcement. She declared, "You are never to receive intuition while you are giving Reiki." I calmly responded, "Why do you say that?" "My Reiki instructor always tells everyone that intuition has no place in a Reiki session." I was not alarmed at what she was saying. I was alarmed at how distraught the medical intuitive student was. She looked as if she was struggling and suffering while sitting in a 3-day medical intuitive intensive workshop. She was literally and figuratively sitting in the midst of her struggles. A year later, a student in a different medical intuition class stated, "I am getting so much intuitive information while I am doing Reiki sessions that I am confused. I am overwhelmed and I do not know what to do. I am about to stop doing Reiki because I am in such conflict. I do not know if this is part of Reiki or if I am doing it wrong. Should I be receiving intuitive information about my client, or should I push it aside, or should I just stop doing Reiki sessions? To be truthful, I have decided to just stop offering Reiki." Who will these students believe? Me or their Reiki teachers? Who should they trust? Me or the other teachers? How will the students sort through the anguish I see on their faces? The answer to my questions is simple. Each of you needs to honor your own sense of self and allow your own intuitive wisdom to guide you. You need to be the discerning guide within yourself and work in harmony with your own personal sense of healing. We all learn from teachers that come along throughout our lives, but they are not our masters unless we allow them to master over us. True learning is about listening to ourselves and mastering our own lives. My intent is never to participate in the ongoing and escalating battles about Reiki and intuition. Reiki is unconditional. People are usually not unconditional. Rules have been generated by teachers to fit their own needs and wants, or even to help them through their own personal fears. I have pored over many Reiki books and noticed that no two agree. There are versions upon versions of treatment protocols, symbols, attunements, fees, and yes, even rules. Reiki rules. In Frank R. Javapeter's book, Reiki Fire, and in The Original Reiki Handbook of Dr. Mikao Usui by Christine M. Grimm, Petter explains how in 1997, T. Oishi gave him Usui's original handbook of notes and other old documents. These two books give details from Usui himself for such things as his hand placements on the recipient. Mikao Usui did not seem to have any rules. Petter states, "Intuitive Reiki by Dr. Usui is different. It asks that we free ourselves of the rules. Rules are meant to give us support. The moment that they begin to hinder us, they no longer fulfill their purpose." Petter went on to say, "We are all basically intuitive. We just have to learn to listen to the inspiration that is already there and translate it correctly." The myriad of Reiki books can be experienced as a rich variety of information celebrating diversity or as conflict. Reiki is alive within itself, and what is alive always changes and transforms. Reiki has already swept through the world. It seems that everyone is, or at least knows, a Reiki practitioner. What people do not expect is that Reiki is quite real.